This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Arvind and Christine. Before we get on with our stories, this is a quick update from the FBM KLCI. It is up by 0.13% at 1,572 points. Active stocks are MMAG Holdings, Euro Holdings, and VSolar Group. The ringgit is at 4.14 against the US dollar, 3.12 against the Aussie dollar, and 3.08 against the Sing dollar. Speaking about the Sing dollar, we started off by talking about how, according to a new survey, the Singaporean workers and employees are being called the unhappiest employees in the world. That is our main topic of discussion today. We're also going to be talking about cross-type vaccines in a bit, but we have a WhatsApp here from Belinda who says, just get real, the Singaporeans, they were complaining even before the pandemic. Singapore is a good country. You are expected to work hard when you are paid top dollar. And thanks, Belinda, for the message. Personally, I would have to disagree because we've been seeing, especially over the last 6 months, how people who have been working from home don't want to go back to a full-time office schedule. And they've been sending letters to their employees saying that they've done some of their best work from home. They've been doing some of their most creative work from home. So I don't think there's a correlation between being paid well and doing good quality work by also sacrificing your mental health and happiness. You know what I mean? There is a way to strike that balance. And if anything, the pandemic over the last year has shown us that it can be done. You know, you can find some sort of flexibility at work.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, with that, we will move on to the second story, which is that the Malaysian government is currently studying the feasibility of heterologous vaccinations. So this means basically a mixture of two different types of vaccines to be employed as part of the National COVID-19 Immunization Program. This was revealed by the coordinating minister of this program, of course, who is Khairi Jamaluddin, speaking at a webinar hosted by the Oxford and Cambridge Alumni Network Malaysia. He revealed how the data of recipients being administered the Pfizer, BioNTech, and AstraZeneca vaccines as their first and second dose showed promising results in increasing vaccine efficacy rates, saying, "We have some real-world data that we received from Germany about heterologous vaccinations using AstraZeneca for the first dose and the Pfizer vaccine for the second dose, which has been shown to boost the neutralizing antibodies and to be more effective against variants. But we are watching this very closely. We don't want to make a quick decision before getting more data." He said once sufficient data has been studied, recommendations would need to be made by NIP's working technical group to its committee before he and Health Minister Datuk Seri Dr. Adhan Baba will decide as the NIP's co-chairs. He said the government is also looking at heterologous vaccinations due to the supply constraints they're currently facing, stating once the working group is clear on this, they will hand over advice to the committee that I and chair with the health minister. And we will implement heterologous vaccinations. It is possible we will end up doing this. Also, when you are facing vaccine supply constraints, you can mix things up and ensure that the effect of the vaccine is still there. All of this comes after reports of early data from a German trial involving a small test group of only 26 young patients, suggesting a combination of AstraZeneca and Pfizer vaccine doses may trigger immune responses up to 4 times stronger than if administered 2 doses of the same vaccine. The test showed the heterologous vaccination methods to be more effective in neutralizing antibodies to protect the recipients from new COVID-19 strains, such as the alpha and beta strains. It also was reported that repeated doses of either vaccine showed a tendency of it becoming less effective over time or induced stronger side effects with repeated doses.
This is, so we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, I think, where we spoke about, you know, there are some countries that are planning to mix their vaccines. Canada, if not mistaken, were one of the first to start this. And that's because they had a supply issue.
Yes.
They had a supply issue, but they wanted to make sure that more people got their second dose instead of waiting to give them the second dose.
Yes.
So they were experimenting with something like this. Honest, from a very nerdy perspective, I just like the word heterologous vaccines because it sounds cool.
I will fully admit that I had to Google how that was pronounced this morning. but also, you know, I think the concept generally seems to make sense, and especially to address the supply constraints. I mean, we did also bring that up yesterday. Someone, you know, was asking us when we were talking about the National Recovery Plan and the charge towards herd immunity, crossing fingers, you know, that, you know, vaccine supply and vaccine constraints are issues for Malaysia. And you know, one of the previous proposed sort of solutions, potential solutions, was to hopefully start to manufacture our own vaccines as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it does make sense, you know, with the sort of inconsistent amounts, I suppose, of, you know, different brands or different types of vaccines to look and look into this sort of cross-type vaccination.
Yeah. But on the flip side of that, Kairi Jamaluddin himself said yesterday that we might have to tweak our terminology and not use herd immunity because this might be endemic. This might be something that mm-hmm. we need to learn to live with and be proactive about instead of, you know, having a finish line that, you know, might not be as accurate, right? So
yeah.
That's the other thing. Like, you know, supply is going to be something that we need to think about for like many, many years. And if there's a way to mix different supplies,
mm-hmm.
it solves maybe not just our problem, but it also solves problem for many other countries who have like serious supply issues when it comes to their inoculations and their vaccines.
Yeah, I mean, I'd also like to say that I think that term, herd immunity, is kind of a bit misused or misunderstood.
Yeah.
Because from what I understand, and please correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. people out there, but to me, it's essentially if as many people are vaccinated as possible, it means that the people who are not able to get vaccinated for whatever reason, hopefully can also have less risk, are at less risk of contracting, you know, any serious forms of the disease, whether it be COVID-19 or the flu or so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know,
but
the country
disappears.
Is immune yeah. to everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But yeah, you know, if you want to weigh in on this story about mixing vaccines, mixing heterologous vaccines,
mm-hmm.
Get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We're going to take a short break with this song, Girl from Mars by Ash, but we will be back with our last story about COVID-19 detecting dogs. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.